This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It is wonderful seeing everybody here today. Having that fall weather that we know is coming, and we know what comes behind it. Just look at the mountains around us and you can see it coming in, slowly sleeping down. It's good having our visitors here this morning, and hope that you find our worship service pleasing and acceptable unto God. We are continuing our month study on the idea of having a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. And it's very important that we as Christians not take it for granted what God blesses us with every single day. Everything we have, from the air we breathe to the clothes on our back and our houses and our cars and our jobs and everything, is because of God, not because of us. You know, God has given us the talents that we have, you know, to work. And so it's important for us to remember that and to thank God and have that grateful heart when it comes to everything that we have. Last week we started this two-week study. We, of course, studied it for the month, but this two-week study about the benefits of giving thanks to God. Last week we looked at the first six benefits. Gratitude glorifies God, and how we need to acknowledge the fact that God has given us those, everything that we have, and that we need to glorify God for that. Gratitude helps us to see God. You know, when we acknowledge that everything is coming from God, then it helps us to see God. Not physically see God. Nobody has ever seen God, okay? But it helps us to see Him. Gratitude puts us squarely in God's will. We've studied time and time again about how we as Christians need to be doing God's will. Okay, and we looked at the scriptures last week that talk about it, that by doing God's will, you know, and sharing that with others, that it helps us to see God's will. Gratitude brings peace. Remembering God, thanking God, helps us to have inner peace, okay? Knowing that God is taking care of us. Gratitude draws us to God. Okay, draws us closer to God when we acknowledge what it is that He is doing for us, when we're having bad times and knowing that God has helped us to get through those bad times. It draws us closer. And then, of course, gratitude brings contentment, kind of like peace, but it helps us to, again, peace, I guess it would be the same thing, okay, just having that contentment with God. So this morning, we are going to start with the last six ideas. And number seven, the seventh gratitude, is it deepens our faith. Keeping a record of how God has blessed us in the past, whether it is big or small, helps us to boost our faith when we face a new difficulty. Maybe you want to keep a gratitude journal that helps you to remember those blessings so that you can review them from time to time, especially when you're having a hard day. God's record of faithfulness is 100%. He's always there. He never turns His back on us, okay? And that helps us to remember it. That's why God commanded Israel to remember His great deeds. Joshua 4, when they crossed, the Israelites crossed into the land of Canaan, the promised land, God told a member from each tribe to, as they crossed the river, to get a stone. And then when they got into the promised land, to stack those stones up, not as an altar, but as a remembrance, so that for generations, when their family would say, you know, their kids, well, what, Dad, what is this stack of rocks for? Well, let me tell you the story. Remember what has happened. Okay? This is what God did for us. This is what God did to us when we disobeyed him. We ended up, you know, in the desert. But he kept his promise. And that's what the stack of stones represent. I did a sermon on the Ebenezer stone. We have that in a song. In 1 Samuel 7, verses 12 and 13, Samuel built or erected a stone. And the Ebenezer stone, is a stone of help, okay? And that was to remind the people of the help that God had done for them, okay? Whenever they were facing bad things, God was there. So again, if you want to create a journal and keep up with how God has blessed you and the things that he has done for you, that's good. Again, they will help to deepen your faith and remembering that gratitude that God has given us. In Psalms 136, verses 1, 2, and 3, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Did you get the idea here that David is trying to get across? God endures forever. God is always there. No matter what you're going through, God is always there. Number 8 of our benefits of giving thanks to God, gratitude leads to joy. The overflow of gratitude is joy. Realizing God's abundant goodness, even in the hard times, is a gateway for joy. Remember how God guided you through those hard times, how he took care of you, how he didn't let you go. Remember those times and be thankful. Be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. That is why for the last 5.5 years, that every time I've come up here, I've said, rejoice in the Lord always. This is a day that the Lord has given us. Rejoice in it. Be glad. A lot of people didn't wake up today to another day. But he blessed us with another day. Rejoice. Gratitude leads to joy. In Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 126 shows us so clearly as the Hebrew exiles saying their thanks to God for bringing them back to Israel. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Yes, Israel did a lot of bad things and God punished them for that. But he also blessed them. And blessed them and blessed them. And here they are saying, the Lord has blessed us. He has done great things for us. We are glad. We, as Christians, are blessed every day. And we need to realize that. And we need to be glad. We need to be thankful. We need to be happy. We need to be joyous that God loves us so much that he is watching over us. Gratitude leads to joy. Number 9, gratitude defies Satan's lies. Satan is so cunning in his attempts to get us to sin. He whispers that God isn't good, that he's withholding good from us. But his schemes are as old as the Garden of Eden. Remember, God blessed Adam and Eve with a garden of everything that they needed. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to till the ground. They didn't have to fertilize. They didn't have to trim the trees. They didn't have to do anything. It was all there for them. God provided it. But, see this one tree? The tree of knowledge of good and evil? You can't touch that tree. You can't eat its fruit. Everything else is yours. Enjoy. But not this one. Satan comes in, goes to Eve, and tells her, did God tell you that if you eat this tree, you know? No, that's not what he means. He's afraid that your eyes are going to be open and you're going to know good from good and evil. You know? He lied. He kind of stretched the truth. Okay? But that's what Satan does. But had they been thankful to God and thanked him for everything that he was giving them, they didn't have to go to work. They didn't have to do anything. And God blessed them with the garden. Had they been thankful for what God had given them, they wouldn't have worried about the one tree that he didn't give them. Whereas when we're grateful for our what God gives us, we don't listen to Satan's lies. Satan's lies saying, you know what? You're working 80 hours a week. That's not enough. You need to work more. Oh, those three cars you have are not enough. You need new ones. Oh, your clothes are outdated. They're from last year. You need new ones. Oh, see this picture in the magazine? You need to look like that. And the lies just build up. He continually tells us lies, over lies, over lies, because he wants us to not be satisfied. He wants us to want more. We'll talk in a minute about envy. You know, he wants you to have more. Those are the lies that he tells. He did that from the beginning with Eve. You know what? You've got this garden. You've got everything you want. But you need this too. And Eve, of course, fell for it. And too many times, we fall for it. And we've got to be careful and not fall for Satan's lies. We need to make sure that our gratitude for what God has blessed us with, everything he has blessed us with, that we're satisfied with that and we don't listen to the lies of the devil. Colossians 1, verses 12 through 14. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We often make God's will out to be some big mystical plan when sometimes it's just simple obedience. And part of his will for us is to be thankful, not just for us to be in thankful, but not just for the sunny days, but the cold, wintry, blistery, you know, windy, snowy days. We love those, you know, warm, sunny days. The other day at work, the sun came out and some of our residents were going out there and just, you know, soaking in that warm sunshine. And we're thankful for that. But yet we forget to thank God for, you know, the wind and the cold and the rain and the snow because of what that's going to bring next year. We need all of that. Giving God the thanks that he deserves for all the blessings he has bestowed on us helps us to push Satan to the side. What has the devil done for you but bring you heartache and sorrow and death? God has given you life and love and everything that you need, everything that you have, not necessarily everything you want. That's something different. Give thanks to God and defy Satan. Number 10, gratitude guards against envy. Envy makes us want what somebody else has. I mean, we deserve it, right? No, that's envy. Oh, did you see the neighbor? He just brought in a new 4x4. Oh, he just got, you know, oh, look at her. She's got these new, you know, that's envy. When we want what we don't have, when we want what somebody else has. But when we have that gratitude heart, when we want to give thanks to God for what we have, we could have nothing. But when we're thankful for what we have, it guards us against the envy of wanting what somebody else has. A heart wholly grateful has no room left for envy. I want us to look at three scriptures in the New Testament. Mark 7, verses 21 through 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Are these things of God? No, they're not. Are these things of Satan? Yes, they are. Are these things heavenly? No, they're not. Are they worldly? Yes, they are. So having gratitude towards what God gives us prevents us from having envy, or should help us to not have envy, which is something, again, of the devil. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, the love chapter. Love is patient. What is God? God is love. We're supposed to have that kind of love. Love is patient and it is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Again, we've got to be careful that we don't have envy in our hearts. And then Galatians 5, verse 26, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. As Christians, we should not be envying each other. Oh, he got a raise. Oh, he's got a better job than I do. Oh, he's driving a better truck than I am. Oh, she's, you know, got better shoes than I do, you know. We should not be envying each other. Again, we should be thankful for the things that God has blessed us with. And by doing that, it guards against us envying things that we don't have. Number 11, gratitude helps us live in the present. Jim Elliot famously said, wherever you are, be all there. I didn't know who Jim Elliot was, so I looked it up. And the only Jim Elliot that came up was a guy who was born in 1926, I think it was. Don't hold me to that date. But he was killed in 1956, January 1956. He was born in Portland and became a missionary. And somebody had talked to him about going down to the Amazon forest. I just forgot where it was at. And it was to a tribe that had never been contacted by humans. And so they flew over with a plane and dropped stuff and flew over and loudspeaker. They had learned some of their language and would talk to them and everything. And then they finally found a strip 4 miles away, landed the airplane and contacted the indigenous Indians there. And they, one thing led to another, and the Indians got mad at them and ended up killing the five men, and he was killed as a missionary there. But he says, wherever you are, be all there. In other words, where you are, what you have, be happy with it. Be content with it, okay? Live in the present. Man, if I had, you know, a bigger job or a better job or more pay, I could be, you know, tomorrow I could buy all this. Be content with where you are. Live in the present. But that's difficult to do in the worry and rush of life. But gratitude helps. Gratitude opens your eyes to the simple beauty of ordinary days. It lets you see this day and this moment as gifts to take to the abundance right now. Thank God for what you have today, not what you might have tomorrow. Gratitude helps us live in the present. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 10. Say not, why were the former days better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this. Why was yesterday so much better than today? Don't ask about that. Live in today. Live in the present. James tells us not to worry about tomorrow. We read last week where Jesus told us in his Sermon on the Mount not to worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear tomorrow. Okay? We need to live in the present and be content with what God has blessed us with today. And then lastly, gratitude is a testimony. When we thank God openly and acknowledge what He's done for us, we proclaim a personal, caring God to the world around us. We show that contentment and peace come from what we have and not what we don't have. You can always tell what kind of a morning people are having by their attitude. We have one guy at one of our houses who's deaf. And I'll tell him good morning. And I can tell what kind of a morning he's having by how he tells me good morning back. If he tells me good morning, he's doing in a good mood. If it's just a wave of the hand, you know, he's not in a good mood. Or if he just nods his head, then I know he's having a bad day. Okay? How does somebody greet you in the morning? You know, are they grumpy? Are you just like, oh, I'm not even going by there? Or maybe it's what size coffee they have. You know, normally it's a 12-ounce, but today it's a 32-ounce. You know they're having a bad morning, you know. How do people see us in the morning? Are we showing a gratitude? Are we showing a grateful heart? Are we showing thanks that we have today? You know, and when you do that over and over again, people might ask, you know, hey, you know, why are you always happy? Well, because I have a good God. I have a gracious God who takes care of me. Oh, tell me about this God. Gratitude is a testimony to others about the glorious God that we have, and we could share with them how He's blessed us. Not necessarily all the good things that we have, but you know what? I was in a really dark time, and God pulled me out of it. Oh, we were having a rough time financially, but God pulled us out of it. Share the good things that God is doing for you. Let your life be a testimony to others and how God is blessing you. Psalms 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Share what God has done for you among the people, among your friends, among your co-workers, among your family. Share the deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wondrous works. Let your blessings be a testimony to everybody. Share the good news. Share God with your friends. Share how God has blessed you. Share what God has done for you. Tell everyone of His wondrous works. Just real quickly, the 12 benefits all wrapped up into one. Gratitude glorifies God. Gratitude helps us see God. Gratitude, having a thankful heart, puts us squarely in God's will. Gratitude brings peace. Gratitude draws us to God. Gratitude brings contentment. Gratitude glorifies God. Gratitude helps us to see God. Gratitude puts us squarely in God's will. Gratitude brings peace. Gratitude draws us to God, and gratitude for what we have Gratitude deepens our faith. Gratitude leads to joy. Gratitude defies Satan's lies. Gratitude guards against envy. Gratitude helps us live in the present. Gratitude is a testimony. Gratitude is my wife keeping me in line with my slides. I can see that they change, but I can't read them from back there usually. You know, it's the simple things that we need to be grateful for, that God blesses us with. Okay? That's what it's about, is being thankful, having that grateful heart, and thanking God for everything that He has given us. We can't let the little things slip by without saying, thank you, God. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another breath. Thank you for the clothes that I have. I've got a closet that I can pick other things, you know, to wear today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll continue this study next week, for 2 weeks, on having this grateful heart for God, to thank God for what He has given us. Not just these next 2 months. Like I said, that's when most people are giving, because it's that time of year. We need to give. We need to say thanks. But we need to do it every single day for God. If there's any way that we can help you this morning in your walk, let us know. Let us help you. If you need strength, if you need encouragement on how to do this, on how to be grateful, and how to say thanks to God, how to say thanks to others, we can help you with that as a family. Let us know. Or if you haven't put on God in baptism, the baptistry is ready for that. We could take care of that sin problem today. Please let your wishes be known as together we stand and sing.